How a sales system reduces execution risk. Most businesses have a strategy, but it doesn't matter how talented the C-suite and leaders in the organization are, or how renowned their consultants are, 60 to 70% of businesses fail to execute their strategies. Research done on the topic has found different reasons for this, ranging from the lack of experience in implementation to poor internal communication. I won't get into that here. What I want to talk about is how to reduce executional risk. During the pandemic, many businesses have been exposed when it comes to sales operations. No sales strategy, no formal discipline, knowledge, awareness, or process of how to do really good targeted sales strategy and sales market segmentation on a regular basis. Or short-term reactive approaches to sales, no proactive prospecting, poor quality CRM data on customers, ill-equipped sales leaders, too internally focused, and waiting for things to go back to normal. What this demonstrates is that most businesses do not have a sales system in place to account for their sales efforts, thus leaving them exposed to any changes and fluctuations, internal or external, in their market and in their supply chain. A sales system accounts for a range of elements that we can work with to dramatically reduce execution risk. Understanding every part of the sales operation, how they work together, and how they relate to the broader business is key to implementation. So what is a sales system? A sales system, like marketing, is the interface between our business and our markets and customers. A functioning sales system forms a well-coordinated superhighway or interface of intention, strategy, communication, information, behaviors, tools, tech, and actions that flow smoothly back and forth between the customer's world and that of our business. At Barrett, we have established a sales framework for businesses using four pillars: strategy, process, people, and culture. We work together with leadership teams to first audit their sales system, then build in all the necessary elements and engineer them into a consciously articulated sales framework they can systematically roll out, implement, and manage. Sales leaders are trained and coached in how to manage their sales system and lead their teams to execute their sales strategy. Together, we create a healthy sales system within a business's ecosystem that represents a clear strategy and purpose, transparency and ease of use, on the same page decision making, how we sell around here processes, minimum standards of sales excellence, practical common set of tools and resources, easy induction and ongoing development, dramatic uplift and learn to earn curve, and unity, common ground, and above all, relief. For many businesses who implement and consciously manage their sales systems, they see share prices track north with sales, margins, culture, and customer satisfaction never better. Even during COVID-19, a number of our clients are performing very well because their sales system is mitigating execution risk. What sales teams and businesses love about a functional sales system is that it also delivers the three C's: consistency, clarity, and communication, that leads to greater trustworthiness, commitment, and results. This also creates more positivity, harmony, and flow. So if this resonates with you in any way, I encourage you to speak up and take this podcast and the accompanying article and video to your board, your CEO, and your exec team and start talking sales systems. Because if nothing else, our 25 years at Barrett has taught us that while the selling profession can transform individual lives and careers, sales systems lead organizations towards a thriving, viable business, economies, and flourishing societies. It makes sense. Remember, everybody lives by selling something.